art, comedy, pop culture, and much more. You're listening to ACPN.
Good evening, America. Welcome to another exciting edition of Adventure Club Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jason.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How is everyone this evening?
Hi.
Wait, you're hi?
Hi.
Wow.
I didn't know we were that kind of show.
Nope. Not yet.
Welcome to Doug Benson.
ACPN, hosted on High Times Network.
Yeah.
Doug, Cannabis Podcast Network.
What the hell is this? What the hell is his podcast name?
Ain't it cool news?
Doug Benson is high.
Doug at the movies.
Know. It sounds like something Burt Kreischer would do, though.
No, Doug Benson has that. It's on the Pluto net, Pluto TV.
I don't have Pluto TV.
Well, you can download it. It's free.
See,
is it on my
here
TV?
We go. Here we go.
It probably is.
I'll
it's on
check.
By Viacom now.
Is it on Xbox One? XB.
Yes.
There's a Pluto TV app.
I'm almost certain there is.
You're not sure.
This is America's future right here, everybody.
What are you talking about? I'm old. I don't. Yeah. America's future. My ass. I'm gonna die before
you're
you.
You're literally
will.
Gonna be one of those old men that doesn't know how to work the remote. You probably are that old man already.
I know how to work a remote.
Oh, yeah.
I know how to work a remote. You got that dang Pluto on my is that on my TV? Can I watch
push,
that on my toaster?
Push the button and then and the button pushes you back.
Oh my god. Yeah, you get your button pushed.
We got a dual deck.
Oh.
The bibbing and the popping and the oh.
That's wrong.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes,
sorry.
Pluto TV is available on Xbox, by the way.
All right. And that's
and
free, right?
Yeah.
And Google Chromecast.
Oh, I think is it called Getting Doug with High or something?
Probably.
That sounds like it.
Yeah, that's it.
So, I listened to a little bit of his movie podcast too, though.
I don't think I've ever actually listened to either of them.
You know, with all those high quality podcasts on the ACPN network, why would you? How do you have time?
With all these other companies coming out with podcasts, I got literally like back-to-back emails like, oh hey, Spectrum is coming out with podcasts, oh Variety reports Sony is developing podcasts,
oh god.
Yes.
It's like, okay, and I've been doing this for 13 years now, and it's like, hey, I'm over here.
Well, what they don't realize is there's no money in it.
Yes. There's literally none.
So they will be here for a year and then they'll all be gone.
And what the hell is that? Is the company that stole like all the podcasts, the one that's like, they came out with that tweet with like the rabbit with the sign saying you shouldn't have ads, and everyone was like, well, fuck you, because you're making everyone pay for your exclusive shit.
Ugh. I don't know.
I have never given to anyone's Patreon, and I never will. I just feel like that's, I don't know. I don't like it.
By the way, patreon.com/ACP.
Yeah. Great advertising, Matt.
Edit that part out.
Which part?
Yes.
The part where Matt was on the podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Start.
The Jason and John show tonight.
I'll isolate your channel.
Yeah. We'll be responding to nothing.
I don't know what that means.
Very confusing.
I'll give you a channel.
Anyway, this is a nonsensical show about all things popular culture, comedy. Technological
and life issues. You know, we like to get to the bottom of
life lessons.
People
and
society,
we just talk politics,
lots of politics.
I mean, we do throw that in from time
that's
to time.
Usually behind
try,
the Patreon wall,
we try.
Yeah, that's those special episodes.
You have to pay for my political views.
Yes, if you want to hear our political podcast co-hosted by Frank Conniff. Yes. Please donate to the Patreon.
I would love to do an hour with Frank Conniff. I would give a lot for that.
Don't forget, we're doing the commentary track for the next State of the Union. That'll be behind the paywall as well.
with Frank Conniff.
Yeah,
Frank
Welker. We're doing riff tracks.
With Megatron as Trump.
Yeah, I would love to talk to Frank Conniff, though. That would be awesome.
I'd like to talk to anybody. If you'd like to talk to us, you can visit us on the internets.
We're taking submissions.
Which you're probably listening to now on the internets at acpnet.net.
ACPNet.
Yep.
ACPNet.net.
Yep. And also our fine social networks and what have yous.
So fine.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Fine. Exactly. Like we're saying goodbye to someone else from one of our networks, from our network.
Well, Matt. Not yet.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Matt. Bye.
Ha! No, those bastard TV watching people.
Oh,
yeah.
They said they'll be back though.
You know they're going to another network. That's what they're
doing. They're so punchy and drunk.
Yeah, that's probably their exit strategy.
He's gonna pop up on your wall.
Say their goodbyes and then go to like Slash Film. Hey, we're a brand new TV podcast for Slash Film.
Drunk Punch TV. Yes.
Don't pass
the
TV.
Pass the punching remote.
Wow. Yes,
exactly.
So, exciting stuff.
What's new with you guys? What's new in the world?
What are we drinking?
Oh, yeah, we always talk about that.
I believe that's a good place to start.
That usually is.
John.
Don't start with me.
What? Jason.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
And?
Nothing.
Oh, damn.
Shame.
Tears.
John?
Spiked with the tears of 1,000 virgins.
Can you pick up the
ale.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I did have a nip of the Strongbow Cherry Blossom earlier.
Aren't you a wild man?
Right?
Is that like all of 3% by volume?
I don't know. I didn't even read the bottle.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Is pretty crazy. Well, all right then. I guess I'm the only one having a drink tonight.
Yeah. What drink?
I have Joseph Magnus bourbon that has been aged in cognac barrels.
Ooh. That sounds very exotic.
Oh, this shit is fancy. And it's good. It's quite good. It's a little bit sweeter from the cognac barrels, but it's not a bad... It's a great bourbon.
Hmm. Bourbon. It's a great bourbon.
It's a white bourbon.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, you know, what are we, Larry Davidin?
You know, I thought it was more like Venom.
Oh, God. Why couldn't he have just British? God damn it.
Symbiote.
Don't get me started on that movie.
Signed by, I still haven't seen it, thank God.
Don't see it.
You know what you should watch instead?
What should I watch instead?
Avengers Endgame.
Endbane?
Is that where Bane shows up and snaps them? We're going to snap you out of existence.
Time to snap my finger.
And make me your back like this, with my knee.
Yes.
I am Albano Wipo. Oh, Asobano?
Well, speaking of Bane, John.
So, no, we're not going to talk about it.
No? Okay.
We're not going to talk about Endgame at all?
I feel like once we start talking about it, we'll probably never talk about it, like the last time when we spoke about wrestling. So maybe let's save it about... But there's always talk about wrestling. What? There is actually talk about wrestling, but I won't bring it up because I don't want to alienate you.
Well, no, if you're going to talk about the new all Elite Pro.
Yeah, what? So is it AEW or something like that?
Yeah, All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah. So tell me about that, John.
All Elite Wrestling.
Basically, you know Cody Rhodes?
Yes.
So he was with WWE a while back, and he didn't like it because WWE is kind of getting shitty.
Oh.
So he asked for his release. He went to Japan. He was part of the, I'm sure people at home have probably heard of it, the Bullet Club?
Nope.
Yeah.
People at home,
it's basically the modern-day version of the NWO.
Ooh.
And yada yada, they split. A bunch of them split from New Japan, and they're starting their own company with the people who I was like created. I don't think they created it, but the people who own the Jacksonville Jaguars are funding All Elite Wrestling.
Hmm.
And they actually got a TV deal was announced this week with TNT.
Good old Turner.
If you know anything about Turner history, was like steeped in wrestling.
Ted Turner and his bison. What's his face?
Yeah. So this wrestling, though, it's on. You said TNT, right?
Well, it will be on TNT in the fall.
So how do you feel about their first move? Having a pay-per-view.
Their second big announcement.
Yeah, I don't get the $50 for a streaming pay-per-view.
I mean, I don't get it either, and I guess because I'm accustomed to the recent WWE format of, hey, we'll give you a pay-per-view if you subscribe to us for $10 a month. And there are a few other federations that have that. Like, there's Ring of Honor that has Honor Club, $10 a month, and you get all their like pay-per-views and whatnot.
Sure.
But I don't think they really thought it through as far as the pay-per-view. Because the first one, I believe the first one they did without the financing from the cons was on Fight TV, it's called.
Okay.
Which is kind of like the same idea. It's like, I think you can either, you know, order a la carte, like, pay-per-view stuff for, like, cheap. Or you can, like, order a subscription through it. I'm not totally 100% on it. I just tried it out on Saturday.
I just feel like you really want to build up your fan base with a new product before you start charging $50 a pay-per-view.
Yeah. It's, you gotta bait the hook. You can't just
kind of a turnoff or sweeten the deal. Say, okay, it's $50 for this pay-per-view, but we'll give you like a discount off a shirt or a free shirt that says, you know, I
was there.
I paid too much for the first pay-per-view.
I paid for, you know, Double or Nothing as the pay-per-view.
Or, you know, shit, Double or Nothing. The first two pay-per-views, make them $50 for both.
Hmm. digital copy.
Something. Yeah. It just seems like I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't do it. My buddy, who is a much bigger wrestling fan, probably won't either.
Yeah.
Just because it's just not proven yet.
Yeah. And a couple of people have said, oh, well, that isn't that usually the price of a pay-per-view? I'm like, yes, on cable.
On cable for an existing franchise that's been around for decades.
Well, even the WWE pay-per-views are still $50, and it's like, who's even ordering them anymore?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone's got the WWE Network now, right?
Oh,
that's weird.
$9.99.
Yeah, which, you know, again, my buddy has it, so it's pretty much all. Whenever I want to watch one of them, we just go over there.
Yeah, and it used to be before that I'd go to my buddy's house and we'd like split the bill.
Mm-hmm. I bring over beer. He pays for the wrestling.
Yeah,
it works out.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed.com.
Huh. So when you're looking for a job, right out of the gate. Yeah. Great, guys. Great.
Pretty much. I'm not impressed. I'll put it that way. I want it to do good because I want the WWE to have some actual competition.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's even questionable in itself because they're touting AEW as like a pro wrestling company rather than a sports entertainment company.
Oh.
They've already said it's not going to have like the scripted,
what?
You know, backstage nonsense that WWE has.
So what the hell do they have to offer?
Yeah.
It's going to be more like a sports event.
So it's just going to be wrestling. No,
I'm sure they'll throw in stuff. I mean, even Impact Wrestling, which is still around.
We don't get to see Braun Strowman tear apart a car.
Get his hands.
Yeah. So Impact is the other one. That's the one where Brian Cage is, right?
Yes.
And well, he's hurt now, but.
He's injured, but isn't he still the champion, or did he have to...
I thought he's got the belt still.
I know they're on Twitch now. Because they used to be TNA, and they were on Spike, and then they lost the TV deal there, and then they've been jumping from like crappy, lesser known place to crap. Like, one was like Destination America, which is like Discovery's like sub network.
So, how long until Impact and AEW come together?
Oh, who knows? I mean, the sky's the limit. The thing is, there's so many, you know, in the last, I want to say like 5 years or so, or for Impact, let's say 5, 10, maybe even 15 years, because that's been around that long. There's been like this resurgence of like different federations, because you have Impact, you have Ring of Honor, you have New Japan. Billy Corgan actually brought back the NWA.
I was going to ask about that one, because I know he's involved, which is kind of weird too.
Well, he was trying to buy a TNA, and there was a whole snafu there, and he was like, fuck this, I'm just going to buy the NWA.
Weird, but okay.
Weird flex.
Weird flex. Thank you. Yeah. I would love there to be one big one that's competition for WWE. Something like, WCW was for a while, you know?
Right. Like I said, sky's the limit. I feel like we've exhausted our wrestling talk.
Okay. I was going to say, AEW has some big money behind it, right?
Like I said, it's Tony Khan and his dad who own the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
Yeah. And the cool Shere Khan? Yes, Shere Khan. His dad is Shere Khan.
Weird.
Yes, and Khan from Star Trek.
Khan from Star Trek and...
Noonien Singh.
Kirk Cameron.
Ooh.
Ha!
No, what a crazy combination.
Nice. Yes.
He's going to bring religion to wrestling.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah, we have exhausted wrestling at this point.
Oh, well, my final thought was the Khans have very deep pockets. And I'm told they're even deeper than McMahon. So they're trying to... WWE right now is like in lockdown mode. Like, people have asked for releases in their contracts, and WWE has told them no. So, the AEW contracts include medical benefits, which, if you watch John Oliver, WWE does not.
Really? Yep. So, wrestle at your own risk, basically.
Oh, with WWE, yeah, they're all independent contractors that are offered nothing.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, that's pretty much
horrible.
You know, the main. The big guys get enough money, so that's not a problem, and everyone else has to deal with CTE and ends up killing their family at some point.
Yeah.
Wow. Who knew?
Yep. Now that we brought it down to that sad point.
I mean, it's not a wrong point, though.
No, we may as well talk about the video game industry, too, then. You want to talk about contract work? Oh, boy. Don't get Matt started. Oh, shit.
Or the animation industry where they don't even have benefits and end up having to pony up dough and potentially dying in some cases.
Yes. Speaking of video games.
Rest in peace, John Schnupp. Yeah. Happy birthday, John Schnupp.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
RIP, man. All right. Well, that's our show.
We brought it down.
All right. Yeah. No. Wrestling. It's a good subject.
Wrestling and death.
So, speaking of video games, have you guys heard? The new Tamagotchi is out.
What?
I already bought three.
And the new ones can marry and breed.
Mine are breeding as we speak.
And I'm watching them.
It smells weird.
What? Wow, that's the new fifth sense that you get from these things.
Yep.
The smell of it.
Smell-o-vision Tamagotchi.
Smell it. Taste it.
So
I didn't realize they hadn't gone away, but I read an article about it. Like, oh, well, I'm not offended that they still carry on.
I think it's actually kind of funny.
I bet there's still some alive from the original ones, too. Some real dedicated people.
I think the original ones would have starved by now.
What they need to do is make some new Pokemon branded ones. So I remember they had those.
I did not
get like a Pocket Pikachu.
With the Pokey and the man.
And I mean, with all the other stuff they're doing with like the mobile apps and everything, it's like, come on, guys, come on. Hey, guys. Hey. You're leaving money on the table, guys.
Hey. Yeah. I don't know. I've never been... I played Pokemon Go when that was out. I played the first one on my Game Boy.
I don't know. Those games, I don't...
They never did much for me.
I don't keep a good attention on that, I guess.
Yeah, you guys have way too much ADD for RPGs in general. Because I don't think either one of you have played through an actual RPG ever.
Yes,
I have. RPG?
Any RPG.
Fallout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Destiny?
Boom. Zelda? What?
Zelda?
Zelda's not really an RPG. It's more of a roguelike, but like an action RPG type.
Metal Gear Acid? I guess I didn't finish that one.
Snake.
Because we talked offline about Final Fantasy VII and how neither one of you have ever fucking seen it outside of pictures. So something like that.
I know the bare minimum.
You've never played through a Persona game. You've never played through like a Dragon Quest or Dragon Warrior.
No,
I played Dragon's Lair. I have Dragon's Lair.
Yeah, it's not an RPG either.
Not the same thing.
Not an RPG because you play.
Again, Fallout games are.
Every game is an RPG if you want to be an idiot because it's a role playing game. You're playing the role of something, but no, something that's turn based.
Sonic is a
Kingdom Hearts? Basically, like I said, if you want to be a dumb dumb about it,
Kingdom Hearts
is an action RPG.
That's an RPG.
It's an action RPG. Like, and that's the thing. That's what they turned Final Fantasy VII into now with the remake too. Like an RPG is a long form game that has like team mechanics, multiple different, typically like job classes where you need to balance a team of characters. To get through, like I said, like a freaking 100-hour long story.
Team Fortress 2.
Yes. Yes, John.
Overwatch.
Yep.
You just said a team of classes that work together.
You're kind of right, except you have none of the story. There's no long-form single-player experience in that.
So like Zelda, then?
Not yet.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can't wait for the Overwatch RPG. I think it would honestly
There actually probably will be one.
There should. Because they have a story going on.
Oh, definitely.
You don't see it in the game. You see it in their little cutscenes that they release three times a year.
There are
cutscenes. They've got comics. Overwatch has a huge community built around the extraneous stories.
Well, that's where they should catch in on that and stop like milking that one freaking turd they pumped out 6 years ago.
I mean, the game isn't... I don't play it anymore, but... You know, it was fun for a year or two.
Is GTA Online technically an RPG?
Yeah. I think in a way, it's an online RPG. MMOs are different. Like, Fallout 76 doesn't count as an RPG anymore because it's online. I don't know, though.
Count as a game.
It's online components. It does. So minimal. It still kind of works, but yeah.
I just remembered the Purveyor comes out today.
I haven't seen anything, like, actually announcing that in the game, though.
Are the Borderlands games?
I was playing this morning. Only Xbox.
Are the Borderlands games RPGs?
Yes.
Okay, I played the hell out of those.
What's
the difference between Borderlands and Destiny? They're both loot shooters.
Yeah, it is. It's a fucking muddy water, but a traditional RPG is Division something 2. Like Final Fantasy. Not shooters, not looter shooters, not FPS anything. But anyway, you guys just dicks.
Purist. You purist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII, the remake. We finally got a new trailer. Neither one of you assholes care, so we'll just go on to something else.
Okay.
Very, very large men behind Cloud.
Yep. Don't even know the fucking context.
Don't need it.
Nope. That's why you watch wrestling.
It kind of reminds me of...
You put that Brazzers logo there.
Mm-hmm.
And it fits.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it'll fit.
What's the dance competition from the 80s?
Soul Train?
Cop Rock?
No, the one. You know the one.
Pretty sure I don't.
What? I don't know the one.
So You Think You Can Dance?
No. The thing from the 80s that they that always pops up in like memes.
Yeah, no.
The three guys doing the Coca-Cola dance?
Sure.
In leotards?
Sure. I think
no, I really don't, I have no idea what you're talking about. I
think that is. The 1987 Crystal Light National Aerobic Championship team.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's the one I remember.
Yeah, why are we talking about them?
Because that's what that the all those guys behind Cloud reminded me of.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Yeah, this just went to a weird place.
Yeah,
moving on then.
I think that was just a meme, and it's not really something that people actually remember.
Because I sure as hell don't.
I know what you're talking about. It's the like three guys synchronized yeah. Yes. aerobics. Yeah, but
they were on Tosh.0 at one point.
Yeah, but that.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Tosh.0 was funny for three seasons, and then it should have left.
Oh God, yeah.
Because all the jokes are the same.
Well, I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to do it anymore, but it beats stand-up, so...
And I'm sure he makes quite a bit of money off it at this point.
It makes like a billion dollars because it's cheap to make.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the most profitable YouTube channel. Since that's all it is just... He's just doing React videos.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
but somehow...
He's basically the Comedy Central version of... what's that one? Break?
Yeah. Except he doesn't get, like, legal takedown notices and shit. Because they have the money to buy the rights to use garbage, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, but, didn't, like, Joel McHale try and do a version of that type thing on Netflix or something?
Oh, did he? Yeah.
No, it was literally just talk soup on Netflix.
Oh, was?
Oh, was it? Yes. Okay.
I never got the chance to see that. I'm sure it's still
that's why
on
it only lasted two seasons. It's like, doing the same thing with all the same people.
Netflix has a weird thing where they buy up a ton of shit and then they just cancel it.
Well, at least the Marvel shit has a reason.
Like, sort of.
That was pretty legitimate.
But
it costs too much money and we don't make anything from it. So
they keep talking about the three season thing now. Netflix is like, you know, all good shows basically should come to an end by season three.
I agree.
Uh-oh. So does that mean Stranger Things is done?
Yeah, good.
Probably, actually.
What?
Let it be what it is. Like, it doesn't need to be around forever. That's why The Walking Dead fucking sucks.
This is true.
Just well, yeah.
Let it go. Tell a story front to back. Get to the point and get out. Talked about this for years now. Nobody listens. Nobody listens except for Netflix. They get me.
I mean, at least Sci-Fi gave... what was that? Channel Zero, four seasons. I'll give them that one. But then they canceled it.
And then they canceled The Expanse.
But then Amazon picked that up, thankfully.
Yeah, and that means
Amazon just announced they canceled The Tick.
Oh, I know.
Because they have to pay for The Expanse.
Pretty much. I mean, The Expanse is a really expensive show.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really good.
Yep. Hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, no kidding. Season two has been really good.
Well, here's hoping that the Marvel stuff from Netflix survives and goes on to the now 100% Disney-owned Hulu.
Why can we not just get Daredevil and Spider-Man?
Why Spider-Man? We had
an
awesome
combo.
Yeah, they've actually been in the comics together quite a bit.
Yeah.
Kingpin is both of their nemesis.
Would Tom Holland switch to TV, though?
I guess Charlie Cox could do movies.
Yeah, I guess pretty much all of them are switching to TV now with all that Disney Plus stuff they announced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a rumor now that the Loki show is going to also feature Captain America.
Why the Loki show? That's please call it that.
The Loki.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Loki show.
It's based on the fact that in the alternate Avengers 1.
Oh, now we're going to talk about it?
Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
why not?
The hell in to Endgame. Now, I can't talk too loud because Jen is in the other room and we're seeing it together tomorrow. She hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
My wife left me.
There you go.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, that was about time. That was short-lived.
Colleen wised up.
Right? Took less time than we thought.
I mean, you guys didn't last a year, did you?
Jesus.
Badly. No, she was in the middle of watching TV, and then she got called away.
Okay. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now, what the hell is wrong with you?
You're not a fan. It's okay.
The best was the Russo brothers who directed were like, okay, well, the band lifts on Monday, which was coincidental because it was 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Well, it was timed purposely because the Spider-Man trailer showed up, and in the trailer for Spider-Man, he's like, oh, I miss Tony.
Yeah. Oh, the second trailer.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I enjoyed Endgame. There were a few things that I'll put it this way. The movie, like, I left the movie feeling happy with what I saw.
Yeah. So overall, I agree.
Yeah. More I thought about it later, certain parts, like, well, you know, that's a plot hole. But none of that mattered.
The time travel stuff.
It was making me legitimately sick to try and figure out how the time travel worked. And then finally I got the gist of it, and I'm like, oh, okay, Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
That was my big question.
Rick Sanchez the shit out of it.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's not, you know, because they call out Back to the Future at the beginning.
This is not Back to the Future time travel.
Yeah. It's multiverse. So. Yeah.
Which has always been a Marvel thing, which is nice.
But I just find it, like, the first thing I was thinking about is at the end of the movie, I'm like, so Peter Parker's back. So all his friends are either 5 years older or they were snapped away too.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah, that was
half
that
of his class graduated bizarre. Already.
Yes. That was bizarre.
Which is, that's going to be a point in the movie. I mean, they kind of tease it when he, like, runs into his buddy in the hallway. It's like, is that the first time you've seen him? Like,
in 5 years.
But then it's a little too convenient that his, like, Mary Jane.
Yeah. All his friends.
Yeah.
Also
all his friends are fine. They all got snapped at the same time somehow.
I mean, wouldn't, like, statistically at least half of them have been not snapped?
Well, what's his face? Michael Keaton's kid then. Like, she's probably the one that got not snapped.
But we don't know.
I haven't seen reestablishing that connection.
What, where she's 5 years older now?
Yeah.
She's in college.
Right.
Or a stripper.
He tries to look her up, you know, because they had a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she moved away because her dad was.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's something that they could, another callback, which they like doing, they're good at.
This is true.
But yeah, there's all kinds of potential.
And Michael Nando is in jail. Did they both survive the snap? Are they just older now?
I did read an article that they claim that he's not going to be the Scorpion.
But he had the tattoo.
Oh my God! Wait, I just thought of something
horrible.
Well, he won't
be the Scorpion. Scorpion, what?
All the pilots that got snapped.
Oof!
All those planes that crashed.
Yeah.
Oh boy, those people don't get to come back.
Oh God! Oh man.
Thanks a lot, Thanos.
Unless he took that into consideration, he was like, okay, the planes don't snap the people in the planes.
He has the Mind Stone. I mean. That could be a function of it. We never know.
Yeah.
Like, God.
I knew a guy who like summed up pretty much anything in any movie or TV show with one word. Nanomachines.
Nanomachines.
Mm-hmm. Nanomachines, son. Are we talking about Senator Armstrong?
I don't even know.
Really? Metal Gear, Senator Armstrong?
Might have been Metal Gear 2 for all I know.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Nobody.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
I thought you played RPGs, man.
You know what this network needs?
An RPG
podcast
where people actually talk about video games, not this half-assed, mediocre, milquetoast horseshit.
I don't know anyone who's ever had a gaming podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
Me either.
And it's funny because I've put out like suggestions. I'm like, hey, maybe someone wants to make a video game. One dude once was like, oh, I'll do it. And
he didn't do it.
They totally. Well, he tried, but bless his heart.
Voice, he did.
Bless his heart. I don't know what's wrong with his internet.
What's wrong with his heart?
Oh,
bless his internet and his poor broken heart. I don't know.
Yeah.
This podcast is enough for me. You guys are exhausting, so I don't know if I can handle.
Well, I feel like we're doing what we're supposed to. Then, you know.
Yeah, I mean, this is the show that ties the network together. I feel.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's got a little bit of everything.
The gooey, sinewy flesh that spreads between
it's like the rug.
It the ties left the room right together. Gut of the podcast.
Mm.
Speaking of Lebowski, Thor.
I am just so waiting for Dragon Con to have 300 Thor Lebowskis.
Uh-huh.
or more. There's just gonna be a ton of the fat dudes walking around.
You know, the best would have been if something like when Hulk comes into the house and like he just like accidentally breaks something, and for Thor to say that really tied the room together.
Oh my god, that would have been perfect.
They missed that and one, damn
Korg,
it.
Korg chimes in. Someone peed on your rug, man.
Yeah. Well, the Chinaman is not the issue here.
Meek
right?
did it.
Yeah.
Meek did it.
Noob Master, what was it? Noob Master 69?
Yeah. Which is Loki.
Yeah, of course.
That's what I loved. The memes. Oh, God.
I know. I mean, they're still going, too.
Yeah. Yep.
God bless them.
They are beautiful. God bless the beautiful memes.
Everyone.
I saw 80s. What is the name of the site? 80s Tees. Is that the popular site?
Yeah, sounds probably
reasonable. Making t-shirts.
Yeah,
retro style.
80stees.com has a shirt now. It's I forget. I'm trying to look it up now, but I just saw it across my feed. And basically, it was the quote from Thor saying, "You can have the little one," and it's Captain America's shield next to Thor's hammer.
Oh,
yeah,
that was fun. Which,
that was kind of here. Awesome.
Oh, can we just like delete Captain Marvel from the movie altogether? Would that be fine?
What?
What a fucking waste.
Dude, that she was just a plot point in this movie.
Not even a plot point, a fucking bit.
Nothing I mean, okay, all right. So I'm here to help a little bit, and then I'm going to go away to the end of the movie when you need someone to blow up the ship.
Oh, there's other stuff in 2 hours. The universe, you know, that other movie we're going to make after this. You
and
know,
I
just
feel like
to lay
she
that out.
Could have actually been used quite well.
Well, that's I think the problem is she ruins the balance of all of it because she is just like Superman. Like, well,
I mean,
she should be able to just do everything at once.
Supposedly, like, I mean, Wanda should have had, you know, been able to overpower Thanos as well.
Yes, that too. She did.
She almost did.
Yeah.
Have you seen the meme of that with the kid from the kazoo?
Yes. Yes.
You took everything from me. Who are you?
The M. Bison one's better.
Yeah,
oh, I
no.
haven't seen that one yet.
To
you
me,
took
it's
everything
a Tuesday,
for me.
Eric.
For me, it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh no.
There's some
my
good
wife,
memes.
My wife has not seen that movie, but she knows that for me it was Tuesday quote.
That's all you need.
So well, that are you? Of course.
Of course.
But yeah. So
Kyle,
good movie overall.
Alive? Of course.
Fully enjoyed it. You know, it's like as the way I look at the movie is like all the things I can complain about later, I walked out of there happy with what I saw.
Yeah, money well spent.
Yeah, and I 3 hours, and I only needed one pee break.
A lot of different emotions. I needed zero pee break. I am the marathon man when it comes to not peeing.
We had two beers before.
I went to WrestleMania.
John stores it in his hump.
Seven and a half hour show. I mean, I got up. I didn't go pee.
You didn't pee once.
Not a once.
Dude, how dehydrated are you?
I don't know.
Drink a lot of water there, John?
It's diabetes.
Diabetes.
I did drink. I did drink, too, but I did not have to pee.
I don't know how to take this.
It's
okay.
All dedicated to digesting your blood sugar.
Yeah. So speaking of movies, did we talk about the Captain Marvel movie at all?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not fucking available anywhere.
It's still in theaters around here.
Yeah, what the hell?
You know what? I will get it from the Korean lady by CVS. I will bring it to my hard drive, and I will put it on an FTP somewhere for you to download.
Yes.
How about
you're
that?
Get the YAR copy.
I'm willing to pay money to see it. I just I want to rent it. I don't want to have to go to a theater
on Comcast or whatever.
I know. Nowhere.
Wow.
It's like they have it for pre-order on the PlayStation Store for $20.
Ew.
Like, no, I don't want to buy it. I just want to wash. I don't need to touch. I just want to wash.
Announced
I thought it was out here. I pulled up Captain.
I don't need to touch it. I just need to
watch. I pulled up Captain Marvel to find out if they, because I think they had announced a digital copy.
Yeah.
But there's an article why she wasn't in the movie more.
Because it's the plot of the other movie that she's going to do, Secret Wars.
It's because Carol was starting from scratch with everyone else. You needed to do more work on a storytelling level. That's kind of the gist of it.
No, it's they're making the plot for her movie, her sequel, or whatever it ends up being. Because like I said, Secret Wars is the next thing that they'll probably do. Because they've introduced the Skrulls in her movie. And that was like their
whole thing. July 1st. Okay,
you haven't seen her movie, so I'm not going to say anything about them.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the end of the line with that race is they are everybody. And maybe that's where we start the X-Men crossovers. Disney, if you're listening.
Dude, you got to see that movie.
Yeah.
Mm. You're just talking crazy right now.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
And then we'll see if, like... So who's still around then for, like, the future of the Avengers? Because a lot of people ran their course.
Yeah. I mean, Captain America's still around.
He is, well, but he's now he's going to be Falcon.
Now he's, yeah, he's Sam now.
Are they going to do, like, Captain America through history?
Well, no, I think that it's going to pick up the series that Disney Plus is making.
Is it Sam and Bucky?
Yeah.
No, there's a Sam and Bucky one they're going to do.
Oh.
Yeah, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Basically, it's a buddy comedy.
Sure, right. They're driving around in a Volkswagen.
Exactly. Just solving crimes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now Bucky's...
Metal arm and a shield.
Now Bucky's, with Agent 13, since now her aunt is with Steve. Which isn't creepy whatsoever.
They were talking about that on freaking How Did This Get Made? I think that's one of those. It was some podcast I was just listening to today where they're like, oh, that's super creepy that like Captain America was like totally boning his granddaughter. Like, no, that was
his
niece and he didn't. Like, he was like, hey, you're kind of cool, but I liked your aunt a lot more. So. As far as it ever went.
It did make out a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's neither here nor there. Like, you could date somebody's cousin. That's not illegal. The hell? As long as it's not your cousin.
Huh. Yeah. Well, fair enough.
Jesus Christ.
All right. I do live close to West Virginia, so,
Oh, well, there's a story. Fucking Fallout 76 in real life. Mr. Hatchet Man in the Appalachia.
Have you seen the Sheep Squatch, Matt?
Jesus Christ.
No, I have not. What the hell is that?
I just did that quest. That's my next thing, is to go find it.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it. It's basically the equivalent of the Queen Scorch Beast.
Jesus.
Why did they make it
such a low-level quest, then?
I don't know.
Like, everything leading up to that point is easy. Like, I didn't have to fight anything. Just walk around and find
that's my gripe. And switching gears to Mortal Kombat, I have to finish it.
Oh, God. But
it's like the story is like not super easy, but like every guy is pretty manageable to beat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the last boss. Why is the last boss always like ridiculously hard to beat?
Right. Well, that's like we talked about with Rage 2. That's what I've heard in that game is like that's the first time you feel like really challenged is the last boss of the game.
Huh.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. No one here has played Rage 2 yet, right?
Yeah. We're all.
I'm going to wait until it goes down in price because I've heard it's a
sale game.
I've heard
it's a $60 game right now.
Yeah.
And is it on Steam?
No.
It's on Bethesda has their own shop now.
Oh. God
damn it. Really?
I thought it was an Epic only or thing.
No.
Weren't they doing that one too?
Bethesda has their own shop where they have 76 Rage.
Well, I'd rather go through them than fucking Epic, so...
Yeah, really, fuck Epic.
They have Wolfenstein for pre-order. Well, doesn't Epic have a sale going on now?
Don't care. Not using Epic.
Yep, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hey, they have the redo, whatever you want to call it, of...
Of what?
I'm blanking on the name.
Yeah, no, I played that
game twice. With the cars crashing. Burnout.
Oh. Okay. Dangerous Drive?
Yeah.
They don't have an exclusive on that.
Oh, they don't?
Or maybe they do.
I think they do, because I didn't see it in Steam.
I was pretty sure I was looking at it on Steam up until this point, but they made it swooped in.
Mm.
Man, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
They suck. Like, this is
Why
not
are
the
you
right
guys
way.
So mad?
Because they're fucking data miners, you dick.
Yeah,
me.
Epic
like,
is...
There was a whole big thing that they're owned by a fucking Tencent. They're digging in everybody's fucking data. They're looking at all kinds of shit that's none of their fucking business behind the scenes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and they're just buying game studios, basically.
I guess they have my credit card information now.
Yeah. You're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Yeah.
But you know what? For a remake of Burnout, it was worth it.
Was it? Well, your entire identity and social security number?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't give them my social.
They have it, dude.
Also, are they going to have Outer Worlds as an exclusive? Because I see Outer Worlds.
Yep. I don't know how long. Because everything they've done so far, I think, was 6-month exclusives.
Yeah. Which and they're supposed to get Borderlands 3, right?
Yes. And that's the one I know is a 6-month.
And that one, I will wait till 6 months.
It's not that I'm so super fucking loyal to Steam, because I've got all the other launchers installed too. Like, I had EA, I have Ubisoft has their own, I think. Like
EA, Ubisoft, Origin.
I have Ubisoft because they gave away Assassin's Creed when
and Battle.net.
And so I mean, it's not like it's a new thing or a dirty thing, but the way they're doing it, it's like they're trying to bully their way into the market. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and all they're doing is John Wick game.
They're buying games. They are paying these studios what they projected to be their profits for the first fucking 2 years of launch, and that's it. That's the only way. They're just showing up with their fat fucking wallet and pushing everybody away. It's like, no. This is not how a free market works, you fucking assholes.
Well, I mean, it kind of is, actually.
It is, but it's not what makes you successful. This is how you launch a service and it dies. Like, and then these game studios, like the game studios, I guess they'll be fine. They're getting their money. They're going to be fine in the end of it. But it's a bad move for them as well. Like, it's going to fuck up the sales of their games, which shareholders are going to say, "What the fuck." So their next releases are going to be affected by this.
Yeah, but this is all funded by the Chinese government, so, you know.
Right.
What does it matter?
We need
they're not going to run out of money.
We need a tariff on Chinese-funded video games.
Hail Hydra.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I got this, guys.
My God. It's the end of the world.
It really is.
We talked about it, I think, just Matt and I, a little bit, but...
On what could have been a gaming podcast, but wasn't.
Well, we've got this thing going where everybody wants to do games as a service. So, like Microsoft, they're already trying it with their digital-only console. Everybody wants to get to this model of, like, streaming games, which is wrong. Our internet is not built for that shit. It will be someday, maybe, but to base everything off the internet already is dog shit. I fucking
we have
that.
Shitty internet in the U.S. So,
right.
Yeah.
And the thing that does make sense for me, though, is the Netflix of video games. Because I have Gamefly. I've had it for fucking 14 years or whatever disgusting number it is. And it's been great. That's hundreds of games I didn't have to pay full price for ever. Trash games that I got to play for like a weekend and get the fuck out of my house. Like, that I will buy full on. Day one, you sign me up for that shit where I can pay $15 a month and have an entire library of games. Not this, even, I don't know, I was thinking about that too, like the coming and going of Netflix product, how like some movies pop up on there and then they go away and then, but then they have their own core stuff that they pay to produce, like all of it, I'm in. Because you're a piece of shit, I just saw Xbox Game Pass fucking does that.
Yep.
Games fall off of that fucking thing. And same thing, EA does that too, right? With their like Vault Access or whatever the fuck they call their thing?
I don't know. I haven't used any of those services, honestly.
You had the PA one, didn't you?
No, I never did. No, I bought Battlefield. I just bought the game.
Okay. Yeah, because I did that for like a month, and they had like five or six games on there, but I think they rotate them out too, which that's fucked up if you don't have the library to justify it.
Right. However, on the flip side, like that, if you have Windows 10, Games Pass is actually available for certain Microsoft games.
Mm.
And a couple of other ones. I see, not really good ones. Disneyland Adventures.
Ooh. Wait, Guy would love that one.
I think he has that.
He and Dana play it.
Those guys, they need to get on that. Disney has the money for it. They should make a VR tour of their parks.
Mm.
They really should. That actually would be fun.
Right. And even, I mean, make it like just a normal game too, where anybody could do it. But man, add VR to it and oh boy. Because that's what I feel like playing Skyrim. I've been doing that. I got Skyrim VR, playing the shit out of it. And it feels like I'm in a theme park more than anything. Like, that's the biggest takeaway for me.
It works that well.
Did you also get the...
Do what?
It works that well.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because the PS4 can't push the graphic fidelity for it, really. Like, all the textures are kind of blurry. You don't get, like, crisp details anywhere, especially like in the distance, but man, it is so effective when you get up in the mountains and the snow's blowing around you. Like, just oh boy, and then you go into a cave and it's like and just like seeing the architecture just everywhere around you, just like oh boy,
you're in a cave.
See, I would love Breath of the Wild on VR. I think
yeah, it's as long as it's like first person though, because
somebody did that.
They modded it to make it work, but it's fucked up because of the way the camera like moves around. They haven't mapped that properly.
Oh, but that would just be a perfect game for VR.
Oh yeah. No, that's the thing. Like Fallout VR, Skyrim VR, like perfect. This is exactly what VR should be used for.
Didn't you end up getting the Rick and Morty VR?
I rented it, but you have to have the Move controllers that are like fucking $80 to play it.
Oh,
so geez. Fucking snap that piece of shit in half and send it back.
Did you really?
No, I would have to pay for it.
That'd be pretty messed up, man.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, I'm sure that's 90% of the people that rent the fucking thing, because it wasn't explicitly clear on the Gamefly listing for it either. It's like buried in the details. It's required to have the Move controllers.
Yeah, I still, you know, it's funny. The whole VR thing, I feel like it's, you know, Oculus came out. What was the other one? The other big one?
Vive.
I tried them both at the Microsoft store in my mall because they had computers set up with them. They were cool, but it wasn't enough to get me to spend $600 on a headset.
No, because all they can do is show you little shitty demos.
Yeah, that's all they had. And that's for the longest time, that's all they had. Now I feel like there might be some stuff for it, but it's still not worth the price yet.
No, it's still not worth dropping $400 to.
Yeah, I know it's come down a little.
Entry level. It has, but it's not worth paying the price of a fucking full PC or console.
Get the PlayStation 1. It comes with a Doom VR.
That's true. I mean, if you have
But I'd have to get a PlayStation.
You're fucked because you're dumb, but. If you have a PS4, like a normal fucking straight person.
whoa.
Or you could have both.
Yeah.
Be an elite freaking Ivory Tower guy over there.
But still.
Not Ivory Tower.
I didn't mean straight. I was like, for lack of a better.
That was pretty pointed there, man. What are you trying to say?
I was trying to say. I can't think of the better word for it.
Yeah, you should stop now. That was messed up, man. Homophobe.
Would you like a shovel?
Yeah, right? let me borrow your golden shovel, John. Dig it out from underneath the
golden
your
shovel
Xbox
from my
One
ivory
X
tower in Staten
and your
Island.
PS4 Pro.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, I wish I could afford a Pro.
No, but that's the thing. Like, if you have a PS4 like Joe Blow American... Pure-blooded, red-blooded, bleeding red, white, and blue American.
Like a man.
Like a man with your Japanese console.
Where are you going with this, man? I'm so confused right now.
That's the best way to get into VR.
If you have
still.
A PlayStation 4, it would be cool if you got the VR.
Just
so
get
then I
the
would
VR.
Have to spend $400 for the
you
PlayStation.
You can shut the fuck up.
Then...
You can shut the fuck up, Matt. You're already off the list.
I could just
you
buy an
matter.
Oculus at that point for my PC.
Yeah, you may as well. Okay. What I'm saying, this excludes
what are you
Matt.
Saying?
This excludes you. Specifically excludes, this is the asterisk. This excludes Matt and Islanic, okay? If you have a PS4 and you want to try out VR, just buy a PSVR. They're like $200, $300. You could probably get one used for even less. Just do it. There's so much shit, like you were saying. There's tons of games out now.
My dogs
that's,
agree.
That's the way to go.
All right. Well, can
you.
I talk again? Or
fuck you. You're done. Mute him, John.
He's off the podcast.
My dogs are talking. What is this?
Banhammer.
Your
what,
dogs?
What?
Oh, my dogs are barking over here.
You say your dog's barking or what?
Whoa.
What?
We lost John.
Did we?
I'm sorry. I was given something.
What the hell? Well, as long as it didn't stop recording.
It's got cream in the middle. It's good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a cream puff.
And a professional.
Can you sing that in the I'm a teapot song?
I'm a little teapot.
No, a little cream puff.
I'm a little cream puff, short and squishy.
But anyway, I mean, about the VR.
So
just do it.
All right. Okay. If I have extra money, you know.
Now, the other thing.
You know, I got to remodel my condo before I sell it, but yeah, I'll just go do that now.
We've been talking about that for 6 fucking years.
Yeah, we had the contractors in last week for an estimate.
Speaking of the other thing I did,
asshole.
The other thing I did, PSVR on PC. There's an app for that.
What is it?
Like a $15 program that tells Steam that your PSVR is an Oculus.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was messing around
play,
with that.
So you can play Doom.
You can play anything on Steam that supports VR.
Wow. Hey, Boom. Guys, I want to break into this conversation real quick.
Why?
You
want to talk
Twitter?
About your contractors?
No, per Twitter. So Matt Reeves, the Batman movie that Ben Affleck was supposed to be in.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's just been announced who's starring in that as the Batman.
Oh.
Robert Pattinson. For real.
They've been saying that forever. Oh yeah, I just got the Variety report.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think dude's a bad actor.
Hang on. I need my DC expert opinion. Ka. You. There's no one else in this house that's named Colleen. Robert Pattinson's playing the Batman. No, in the movie.
For real, Robert Pattinson.
Thoughts?
Yes, folks, we're professionals.
He died.
So, what? Is that supposed to be a continuation of the series as a movie?
So, no, there's no real DC universe anymore.
Shut. I'm asking my question to my wife, who's an expert in DC.
Chop, chop.
All right, hurry up, man.
They
You're
just announced. Variety just announced that the Batman movie.
Yes.
Robert Pattinson's playing Batman.
I don't know what just happened there. What did she say?
For the people at home who don't have mind thingies, my wife just made a face. She went bleh, and she walked away, waved her hands, and went in the bedroom.
Oh, I heard that.
Just why?
There you have it.
You know, I don't think the dude's a bad actor. I just think
he's trying to kill me.
He's just tied into the fucking Twilight bullshit, which was horrible.
Well, he wasn't a bat when he was a sparkly vampire, so now's his chance to be a bat.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
That wasn't a good joke.
Oh, I mean, wasn't God. He in the Harry Potter movies?
Yes. He was in one Harry Potter movie.
Or one movie, and then he died.
He died.
You know, his ghost came back. Or no, that ghost was the same movie.
Yeah, it was the same movie.
Was it?
Yeah, because yep. he's like, hey, Harry, take my body back to my dad.
Oh, that's right. Harry, take my body.
What?
He is good at being emo, so I guess that qualifies.
I can't see Robert Pattinson with a deep voice, though.
Hello, I'm Robert Pattinson.
Hello, I'm Batman. Voice changer.
The last actor that was decent at playing Batman was British, so maybe that's their thing.
That's a valid point. I don't know if you guys heard.
Yeah, no, we did. I mean, Christian Bale knocked it out of the park.
Where is he?
But his Batman voice was horrible.
Why?
Yeah.
That would have been my fault, too.
He was in talks.
Well, Robert Pattinson's been in talks, too.
Why not Idris Elba?
Maybe it'll be like the Joker. Maybe he'll just be Batman for this specific movie.
Dude, I would have loved Idris Elba.
The guy can we give Game of Thrones spoilers? I'm assuming everyone.
What about Daniel Craig?
I don't know.
As old Batman.
That I'd watch.
That'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, no. There's so many good choices out there. Fucking Idris Elba would be my first choice. I would love to see him.
That would be
Batman.
Interesting.
Black Man.
Whoa.
Oh, he's signed. Supposedly, he's going to be Deathstroke.
No, he's not. They said he was going to be in a different character.
No, that was Deadshot.
Oh.
Now they're saying he might be Deathstroke.
I thought he was going to be Deadshot.
Because they don't want Will Smith back, or he wants too much money.
Yeah, I know.
So wait, he's not going to be.
Okay, go take off your makeup. You love me.
I am so confused now.
John's doing his own thing.
Yeah. Sorry. All right, Jason, how are you doing?
I was having a one man show. I was having a one man show with my wife.
Wouldn't that be a one man one woman?
Oh yeah, because Batman, they're going to have a Batman on the Titan show too.
Okay.
And it's cool. It's the dude who played the crazy religious doctor clone in the last Resident Evil movie. He was on Game of Thrones.
There you go, Matt.
Ian someone or other.
Yeah, Ian Glenn.
Ian Ziering.
Well, he's got a new show coming out.
Oh, yeah, Beverly Hills 90210 Part 2.
No, it's BH90210.
Okay. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Wow. That's when you get your butt hammered in L.A.
All right, and we're back
the
to that.
The butt hammerer.
Yeah, I was down in 90210 getting my butt hammered. Good old BH. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, what do you guys think so far?
Coffee cup.
Don't watch it. Never have.
Don't start now.
Yeah, yeah, I sound like you, don't I?
No.
I don't know what that is.
Your voice isn't deep enough.
Oh, do I have that on my TV?
A little deeper.
How can you...
Why does Matt sound like Assy McGee?
Yeah, what the hell?
Can I turn it down on my TV? I'm the law.
All right, then.
Matt doesn't know because he doesn't watch Adult Swim, so here we go.
I know how you feel. Come here, coyote.
That was good.
I miss Xavier, too. That was
just a bizarre show.
That was fucking awesome. And now that guy has that, what is it? The balmy shores? The crying shores? What is that?
Oh.
He had a new show.
I know what you're talking about. I just don't remember the name.
And oh my God, that is the most twisted. Like, it's like a Twilight Zone on acid. Fucking crazy.
Which one is that?
It's the Shivering Shores, I think.
Something like that, yeah. I saw it pop up on, I was doing a search for Swimcast earlier.
Shivering Truth. That's it.
Ah, that's it.
Shivering Truth. That one. It's very, very new. It's from this year. Yes. Yeah. Well, May 28th.
Yes.
Or May 22nd, 2018.
What were we talking about before asking me? Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, there's a lady with a drama. There's a nun with a bell. There's a coffee cup. There's a guy who yells Hodor. And the little girl from Doctor Who.
Okay.
And there's dragons involved and fire mm-hmm. and ice and the bad guy from Dread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the bad guy. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the
Citizen Mama.
She's in charge here. So, yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just summed it up.
Yeah, no, that's I got nothing else there. So, you guys know the show Lucifer? Have you ever watched it?
I tried watching the first season, and it was in the midst of, like, everything DC popping up. Like, because Gotham had started a new season, and then Flash had started a new season, and... Supergirl and Legends and all them, and I'm like, this is going to be the one to suffer, I think, because it's new. And usually when I like something new, it usually doesn't last too long anyway, so I was kind of worried it was going to get canceled.
So I liked it because it was goofy, it didn't take itself seriously, and everyone was having fun. Although the main actress lady, the detective, is horrible. She can't act her way out of a wet paper bag, but whatever, you know.
Which is funny, because wasn't she, like, one of the leads in, like, Chicago something or other?
I don't know. I've never watched it. That's the first thing I saw her in, and she's bad. But everyone else in the show is just hilarious. So, I've enjoyed it. You know. Worth a watch. Season 4 is now on Netflix.
Yeah, Lauren German, is that her name?
Yeah, her.
I'm pretty sure she was on Chicago Fire.
Okay.
I've never watched that show.
No.
Of course,
yeah,
I never watched Chicago, the other ones.
Chicago Ice?
Yeah, sure.
The movie Chicago?
Chicago PD.
Ooh, Chicago!
The dude from, the guy who played Casey Jones in the Ninja Turtle movies.
Steve Amell?
Sure.
Corey Feldman?
Sure.
No, wasn't it Steve Amell?
Sure. The original. Anyway, we're going into
Danny DeVito.
Sure. Yes, it's Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito is in Chicago PD.
Good for him. I'm glad.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
So
since we've been rolling into tangents there, what else?
I want to know if they're going to have, like, some kind of bonus scenes when Detective Pikachu comes out with, like, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito shows up and says...
Well, no, being the voice of Detective Pikachu like he was supposed to.
Oh.
Like, that.
I thought you were going to say Pikachu runs into him, he shows up as Danny DeVito and goes, I'm here to discuss Smash Brothers Initiative. And then... and then Pikachu... And then Pikachu turns around and Sonic's going, "Wah!"
See, I want him to show up as Frank from It's Always Sunny. Yes. We're the blue whores. Yeah, I would like that.
So, is it time to talk about the Sonic trailer?
Yes.
Do we have to?
Please. It's so good. I can't wait.
Sonic. No. Oh, God. It looks so bad.
It's so bad. It's the worst movie.
How bad
I've seen.
Is it?
I think ever. It's worse than The Room.
Oh, God. It just,
and changing the character model isn't going to help.
Like, no.
There's so much more wrong with it.
It depends when and how they're going to change it.
Well, they're
Although,
just,
I just read
about
an
the physicality.
I was just reading an article today. I forget where it was from. Maybe Slash Film. They talked to the guy who animated Paddington. And he was it's going to easily take them like 6 to 9 months to
do that. Yeah, totally.
I saw that.
You just doubled your budget. Because it's going to be nothing but hardcore labor for the rest of, like, the year.
Poor VFX guys.
Yeah, they... Oh. Hey, contract work, man. They're back in. They were done.
They won't get their benefits, but...
No. And they'll have to work, you know, 18-hour days for 7 days a week, but...
They went to school for it.
Womp womp.
Yep.
God, that movie looks just so fucking bad. Oh,
yep.
My thing is, and someone else, I think that article also alluded to the fact that there's a theory that maybe there were two versions made, but then they're like, well, why would Paramount pay double for two different models being made? My theory is,
they heard the feedback on the legs from the two, like, the teaser.
From the poster, yeah.
From the teaser posters. And then from there, once that stuff got leaked, they must have gone, yeah, we better start.
Mm-hmm.
God, something like so that. Weird. So bad. Jim Carrey, why?
Colleen said it's the producers. She, her theory is it's the producers.
Do you think it's a tax shelter movie? One of those, like, ones that they do just to take a hit and lower their liability?
That's what she said.
Yeah, okay. Michael Scott in the house.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
A tax break thing, and I'm like, yeah.
So, that even makes more sense that, yeah, we'll come back and spend our exact budget over again, because now it's already a loss. There's no coming back.
I feel like there's an urge to see it just to see how bad it is, but people who are going to do that aren't going to pay to see it.
No.
Yeah,
it'll be quarantined the day it releases.
Yeah,
No, Korean lady at CVS or $5.
John will go to the Korean lady.
You know, you really should know her name by now.
Yeah,
I don't know. You
should ask for a card next time.
Or do I know if she speaks English? Do we know if she speaks English?
$5
all she says?
$5.
Wow. They think we should learn her name.
That is so racist, John.
Okay, we're saying Amy.
You're not sure, though?
Nah.
Alright.
I mean, it's better than calling her $5.
Yeah, that's a bit... Wow.
Or $5 Amy.
Oh, that's worse.
That's a completely different thing.
Whoa. Yeah, meet me in the alley.
Sweat more than a $5 Amy in church. Wow, poor Amy. I don't know if anyone uses that saying anymore.
Happy ending, happy ending, happy ending.
All right, Robert Kraft.
Oh, I was going to say Robert Kraft. Yep.
I was quoting
Robot Chicken.
He knows
$5 Amy.
Sure.
He does. She's quite handy with him.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Chicken or the Cheech and Chong movie. Chicken Charlie.
Chicken Charlie.
So I just want to say, are you guys both looking forward to John Wick 3?
No.
I haven't seen any of them.
Haven't either.
What the fuck is wrong with both of you?
I don't know. I've always intended to, and every time I sit down to do it, I'm like, yeah.
Excuse me, mister. I've never played Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
That's a bit different.
Okay, you're a bitch.
That's 2 hours of time versus how many hours per Final Fantasy game, then your Final Fantasy Tactics, then your remakes. My God, there's 82 Final Fantasy games.
You fucking asshole. How many fucking hours have you played Destiny, you fuck?
Not that many.
No, shut the fuck up.
My
Speaking
question is,
Destiny 1 and 2, how many hours did you put into those fucking games?
Less than 100 on both.
I have a question.
Oh, how much on Battlefield? The series overall.
Quite a bit more than that.
Yeah, so?
I have a question.
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah.
Do they find the Final Fantasy?
Good one, John. But yeah, Matt, don't be a hypocrite.
Not.
You're one of those people that watches football, screams at the TV, and then talks shit about people screaming at games because he can't fucking beat a boss. That's who you sound like.
What are you talking about, dude? You're pulling shit out of your ass right now.
Ew,
you are just reaching in there two-handed and pulling shit out your ass.
That's who you sound like.
You need to not
it's
do
those
that.
Those hypocrites.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so when. Like you see a person playing a video game and they get super pissed and like throw their controller, like, why take it so serious? It's just a game, bro.
Why so serious?
But at the same
time, I'm not that guy.
Those same people will fucking kick a hole in their TV because the Packers lost in the fucking playoffs. You know what I mean?
I have never kicked a hole in my TV.
You know how I got these scars?
Did I ever tell you? I got these scars.
Speaking of, you mentioned Destiny.
Let's do bad Joker impression.
No,
which
not.
Joker?
Oh, any. Oh my God. This is a segment for the show. Every guest that we have to
God.
This. Give us your worst Joker impression.
And where does he get all of those toys?
This town needs an enema.
All that chit chat's gonna get you hurt.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Oh, bats.
Stop the press.
Stop the press.
Oh, wait, wrong character.
Ah. Hold on.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. Dylan, or, Jason.
What's that?
So, speaking of games, you mentioned Destiny. Yeah. And, you know, I played 1 and 2, which I should never have played 2. I fully fucking admit that. That was a dumb
No, box. I enjoyed it.
I feel bad.
After Destiny 1, I knew how bad Destiny 2 could be. And right. It was. So now I'm playing the Division 2, and I'm loving it. So they just came out. They just announced their first raid. It comes out, I think, tonight or tomorrow morning or maybe today or whatever. And they're like, yeah, so you need a team of 8. And we're going to remove matchmaking.
Oh, I heard about the matchmaking. I didn't know.
What the actual fuck? People. Dude, I don't know 8 people who game.
Nobody does.
They were, well, that's like Fallout. It's like, oh, it's better if you have a team. It's like,
I'm sure it is.
And the people I know are not playing at the same time I'm playing.
Right. I had a hard time. I couldn't find 6 people to play the Destiny raids with. I had to do the looking for group thing.
I never beat Oryx, I don't think.
I don't want to have to go to LFG websites, but no matchmaking, and you need to have 8 people to play these raids. And they're like, oh, we removed it because we want you to have a good experience, so you need to know everyone and be communicating. So that means I won't have any experience because I don't have 8 people.
Oh, my God.
That is fucking... Oh, this annoys me. This annoys the ever-living shit out of me. Because I'm now never going to play the raid.
No, right. Well, that's how I felt with everything in Destiny. I never played any of the raids, ever.
I've got 3 other people I play this game with now. And I feel, like, lucky. I have 3 friends I can get an hour a day, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Playing this. And that's if their kids are not home yet. Or,
they're still making this shit for 16-year-olds.
Yeah. But the average player's got to be like 40 at this point.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They don't know who their fucking market is.
Yeah, but we want the experience to be good. So, so that means I don't get to experience it at all. I'll take a bad experience just to see what it's like.
Let's see what Destiny 3 is going to be like now that Bungie.
Oh, they're back on their own. Yeah.
I am not buying another Destiny game. Fucking put money on that now.
You say that now.
You know what? No, I Destiny 2, I should not have bought.
Destiny 2 was the full, first like $800 special edition everything package too, right?
No.
No?
My thing was that was the first game that I didn't get through GameStop because I was pissed that if I brought them back Destiny 1, I was only gonna get $2 back, if that.
You don't take games to GameStop. You buy games from GameStop.
I was a hustler for a while there.
It's a good way to rent
games. I would bring back like 5 or 6 games and get like most of the money back on like an Xbox.
Oh, what? Speaking of, if you want to just dip back into the whole Epic store sale that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
So a bunch of publishers are pulling their big games from Epic Store during the big sale. Fuck Epic. Seriously. Oh. Wow.
Everything's that on must sale be, except nothing's that
must
on sale.
That must be why I'm looking at Epic's storefront and not seeing anything that appeals to me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, I can pre-purchase John Wick Hex for half the price.
It's funny that they tried to scoop Steam's sale. Like, they tried to one-up them or...
We're going to beat them to the sale. Punch.
And yeah. No, you guys, you don't have a fucking yet.
Oh, wait, I can buy Fortnite. Oh, wait, it's free.
Yeah, it's on sale.
Man, I tried playing Fortnite. I played Fortnite for like a month, and I just got owned up and down. I don't get the building thing.
Yeah, no.
Apex Legends is fun. I'll play Fallout.
Yeah, Apex has the formula right.
Yeah, I mean, the teams of 3 is perfect. The weapons are nicely balanced. Everything about it, you can revive your teammates. It's fun.
Yeah.
And you know that stupid, like, Twitch building shit where all of a sudden someone's got an 80-story hotel in front of them. You're like, what the fuck?
You can't relate to the game that is solely supported by 13-year-olds and watched by 13-year-olds?
I can't. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's weird.
What's that dude's name?
Because you're not 13.
It might be that. Well, that's why I can't play Mortal Kombat 11 either. I can't do the fucking 80 button combos anymore.
Yeah. No, oh,
that's that was just for the training, though.
They broke that in Mortal Kombat. Like, when they started adding fucking Killer Instinct combos to that game, like, that's where you know. You've
back,
lost
back,
your way.
Front, back, A, and all of a sudden, I'm not hitting it fast enough.
Yeah, no, you know. It's not worth it. That's one I did kind of want to play, like, just like with the Injustice games, the single player story mode, like, that's cool, but I don't like playing any fighting games anymore, like, especially not competitively online. Like, fuck that. I get nothing from that.
I think just the last one I
over and over.
I know I've rented the Tekken Street Fighter crossover, which was okay, but I think the last one I played was like Marvel Capcom 2.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's still like my last one that I've put any time into.
I mean competitively.
Yeah.
No, I like never story, did any of them online story wise.
I've played like all the Mortal Kombats.
Oh, I love the Tekken games. I mean, you know, but
the combat in those is very satisfying.
Yeah, I love the what was it, Brian? The big Muay Thai guy. Yeah.
And he was I like King.
I hate wrestling characters in fighting games. Oh my god. So bad. But no. Yeah, I don't know. Like
I can't play Mortal Kombat 11. I can't do it. I want to play more of it because John, like, you know, John said the storyline's great, but I suck. I'm just going to hit the punch button over and over until I die.
Sweep the leg.
I don't know how to do that.
Jesus.
Which is the problem.
I don't know the combo for sweep the leg. Well, a lot of shit I heard too.
Well,
is
the
like
combo is back, back, front, back, up, down, left, right, and
yeah, most of them are now on
AX and you know, square combo.
I've noticed in Mortal Kombat to do the special moves, it's like back toward and like A.
Back forward, X, back forward.
Or like the Sub-Zero freeze move.
Well, yeah. You could also like there's a shitload of stuff to unlock, but it's like too much of like the basic shit.
It's
but
a
then
grinder
you could also customize your character, like your fighting style, basically. Like Sub-Zero doesn't get his full move set, but you can like overpower certain moves to like compensate for not having something else and actually like make some cool shit happen. I don't know. From what I've heard, I'm kind of into it, but at the same time, I'm not because I'm just over fighting games.
You know, I haven't played a fighting game. I don't know when the last one I bought was, and I don't know what made me think that this one was going to be good for me. It was a dump, but the graphics are great. You know, everything, the movement is smooth.
Does it feel good? Like when you do like fight, if you know what the hell you're doing, like if you've ever had that moment, like, does it feel good? Like, cause that's that thing with Tekken is when you start to figure shit out and you can like get into the flow of it and make shit happen. Like, did you get to that point with Mortal Kombat yet?
No, with Tekken, like the old Tekken games. Yes. I could string together shit and you're right. The flow, you hit one low hit, high hit, juggle, and then throw, you know, shit like that.
But you just can't get there with MK.
No. And I'm sure if I stuck with it and kept trying, I might get better, but
practice makes perfect. That's how I was getting
time anymore.
That's how I was getting with Injustice 2. I was actually getting into the groove of what.
And I like the story behind the Injustice games. I just never played them.
Yeah. The story mode was fun.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why I said I got to go back to 2 because I only did the Batman story.
Ooh, yeah. Good.
Also, RIP Anthem. That's pretty much dead at this point.
Yeah.
It looked like such a good game when they were previewing it. What was it? E3 of like last year or the year?
Oh, the fake previews?
Yeah. From fucking, it's like 2003 all over again.
Yeah.
Like, idiots.
I mean,
there's a bunch of fake gameplay.
Yeah. It was all rendered. It was bullshots, man. It wasn't real.
Yeah. Classic.
That's terrible.
Idiots.
Yeah. So
it didn't look exciting. It was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Looks like an Iron Man game.
Okay, it's Iron Man Destiny.
Exactly.
But it wasn't enough. Like, there's nothing there. The story is fucking weak. Like, there's nothing that gets you invested at all.
Oh.
Just trash. Yeah. That's EA. They're the fucking meat grinder.
Yeah, I did notice I'm trying to log into Origin now because I forgot that was a thing, and it said 50% off.
Oh, God. It's bad when EA is selling their own game for 50% off. Like, not just other retailers, but themselves. That's the thing you don't want to see.
No, I mean, that's... I'm glad I... Because there was a part of me that was like, okay, part of this looks cool.
Right. Like, the world looked all right.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted another... a big Destiny world to actually, like, go out and run around in. Like, yeah, it sounds great. Let's do it.
So, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
So, going back to what we were talking about earlier about BH90210.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BH90210 showrunner and multiple writers quit Fox series revival.
What?
Wow. So it was canceled basically before it even started.
Yeah.
It got Sonic.
Yep. Sonic.
We're going to go back and redesign the Ion Zeering model. We're going to reshoot everything.
No, the Gabrielle Carteris. We're going to make her look older.
Wait,
who? Tori Spelling?
No, the one who looks old already.
Oh, yeah.
How old is she now? Oh, God, she looks old. Jesus Christ, she's almost 60, dude.
Family Guy made the joke. I don't know if you remember that one.
Mm-mm. No, I don't like Family Guy.
Oh.
It was good, like, in the first four seasons, and then
I think it was in the first one of the first four seasons.
Yeah, Matt.
Well, okay. Let's hear the joke, Matt.
John. It was basically all of them, and then an old lady was sitting with them.
That's low hanging fruit,
choppy
man.
Choppy hair.
Come on.
Hang on. I'm.
God, she looks. Oh, she looks. She got beat around the face.
Poor woman.
Yeah. At least
they're bringing her in. Here, check the Skype chat thingy.
Oh, I'll check the Skype chat.
Oh, that's
thingy.
What that noise has been.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So, anyway, where were we?
Skype is only showing me the chat window from me and Matt before the show, so I can't.
You have to enlarge it, man. Make it bigger.
That's what she said.
Hey-o.
Enhance.
And that's all I've got.
No. Ow.
I do believe I've touched on most of my topics.
Wow. Gross.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I think we've done another jam-packed episode if you guys want to, like, wrap up there.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm going to wrap up with? So 2 weeks ago, we were in Paris, France.
Oh.
I was there when Notre Dame burned, and no, I didn't do it.
Matt did it.
Right.
He's climbing around on shit like he was Altair.
I don't like religion, but I'm not going to burn down an old cathedral. I'll put it that way.
Right.
You know, so... Great trip. I ate more pastries in a week than I have in the last 2 years. So, yeah.
How was your apple?
Buttery.
Yeah.
Yeah, just no, everyone needs to go to Paris. Seriously. It's amazing. The food's great. The people are great. You've never been.
No, I don't want to.
You should.
What are those xenophobics? I've been to Germany, and
that's not France.
Yeah, I've been to Germany at Disney World.
Ooh,
at Busch Gardens. Does that count?
Yeah, I had a Hefeweizen.
All right. Oh yeah. Also, side note, it's gonna be awesome. So not this coming weekend, but next weekend, I get to party with Guy Hutchinson.
Ooh.
Shit's about to get
real. Con.
No, at GalaxyCon.
GalaxyCon?
Galaxy, the former SuperCon.
GalaxyCon.
Because the SuperCon got bought by the people who own New York Comic Con.
Sure.
Oh, not Wizard?
Oh, God, that would be horrible.
Yeah, those are bad.
Sidebar, do you hear this Wizard World Ghostbusters fan fest they're having, I think, next month?
No.
It's like it's run by Wizard World, and it's exactly what you would think. It's like I think they finally put out tickets that are like the bare minimum, and they're still about $300-$400.
Uh huh.
Wow.
To get into the fan fest.
Comes with nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, you get a lanyard.
That sounds like that's as bad as the Supernatural cons. So I don't know. The guys from Supernatural are all pretty much contracted into only doing Supernatural Con.
The show that's canceled, right?
No, they've got one more season.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. They just filmed that, I think, up here.
The 15th season. No, it just the 14th season just ended.
Oh.
So they've got one more season.
Okay.
But yeah, so they're contracted out to only show up at one con. The tickets for like the weekend are $400. And like the ticket, if you want, or the prices for autographs, if you want the two Winchester brothers, it's like $600 for a picture with the two of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it gets up to $1,000 if you want like the two of them and Castiel.
Jesus.
It's insane.
The Ghostbusters one just added a very limited number of Saturday general admission tickets are now available for just $149.99. Saturday general admission includes entrance to the Sony Pictures Studio lot on Saturday, June 8th, with access to all vendors, attractions, outdoor stages, and programming. So basically no access to like the people who are going to be there.
No, you get that's for bleacher seats.
Class one is $500.
Jesus.
All Ghostbusters fan fests include Friday night screening and Saturday admission access to panel featuring Ghostbuster creator talent and crew special experiences on Ghostbusters on Sony Pictures lot, limited edition collectibles, and so much more.
Oh yeah.
And then class 3, 5, and 10, which are $700, $1,000, and $1,500.
Wow.
Let's see, what does the $1,500 one have? Exclusive breakfast with the talent.
Wow.
Group photo op and autographs with members of the 1984 film, including Ivan Reitman, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, William Atherton, and more to be announced.
I'd be okay with that. I don't want Dan Aykroyd there. He's kind of creepy.
Why?
Because nothing but trouble.
He's gone weird.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because he's got webbed feet.
Oh, well, also his bad vodka. It's bad.
Yeah. Oh, really?
His crystal skull vodka or whatever is not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How do you make bad vodka?
It tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And how do you make bad vodka?
make bad vodka.
Hey. I don't know what that was.
He should have channeled some of his Spies Like Us experience.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's been to Russia.
Unbelievable.
In a movie. So. All right, guys. I think that's all I've got.
Fine.
Yeah. Go. I'm going to go.
John and I will stay here.
Fine. Go then.
Are you guys going to talk about video games?
Adult Swim.
RPGs.
And video games that we actually play.
Sure. And my computer, which we didn't talk about.
Jesus Christ, John.
Yeah.
How's that going? Let's do this again next week.
All right.
Tease it.
Yes. Teasing.
Tease the computer. What are you doing?
My computer. I have a new computer.
I've had a new computer.
What?
But now you got a video card.
Well, now and? We got another. Now we got another significant other chiming in.
Oh no, we're good.
Do I need to get my wife just to fit in?
No,
no,
not yet.
Yeah,
leave the wives out of this.
Also, I just want to add at the end of this podcast. I just want to say fuck Alabama. I just feel like that, you know.
Well, that'll be our political statement. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Fuck Alabama. Fuck is going on.
Fuck Alabama, fuck Atlanta, and fuck Ohio.
Ooh. What did Atlanta do?
You know what's. You
same
know
thing.
We're making all the good fucking TV
Georgia
shows.
Georgia has the other abortion ban thing.
Oh, dumb fucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what the scary thing is about Alabama? Like, all of the religious nuts and some of the pundits are actually like, this is a little much.
Yeah, no shit.
Like far, I've seen Tammy Lauren has called it ridiculous, and Pat Robertson's been like, "This is a little much."
Yeah, and I'm we like, know a so ghoul I'm like Pat Robertson thinks you're going too far.
Oh boy,
and he is a fucking ghoul.
It's like saying, "Hey, we killed this guy. We can't kill him anymore."
Yeah,
I'm like. Did the Thanos snap merge universes?
Right. I think we're in the wrong universe, guys.
It's funny. I you know, there's, you know, boycotts of Georgia. And I'm like, man, I've already got my tickets for Dragon Con. Mm. But this is kind of an important thing. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Well,
If it's anything like when they were trying to get rid of the transgender nonsense and everyone was like, if you touch that shit, we are out of here. And it was like Walking Dead, Marvel, Turner. They were already
talking about doing that.
Yeah, well, they're doing it again. Yeah. Got
actors talking about striking like that does anything. It's got to come from the studios. It's got to come
when Atlanta, the studios do it.
If Georgia is anything like New York State, they probably get a shit ton of tax.
Absolutely.
For that stuff. So that's like their bread and butter right there. That's why they folded on the other issue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they should. I mean,
right.
This is simple little shit that can just be brushed under the rug. This is turning over like Supreme Court decisions now. Like, you guys are fucking retarded.
Yeah, no, this is some horrible shit.
We settled this shit decades ago. Like, what's next? Indentured servitude?
See, I'm biting my tongue because I really want to just go off on religious people right now, and I know
don't save it
for Abe Lincoln's top hat.
That'll be
what, Ben Kissel won't have me on. I don't know what's going on.
Go find Doug Benson.
There you go.
Keep tweeting it at him and Henry Zebrowski. They won't have me on.
Oh yeah, Henry Zebrowski.
I feel like I would agree with him 100%.
Yep.
You know.
I think did he like something of mine recently? I forget. I'm going off on tangents again. We were supposed to wrap this up.
Hey John, wrap this up.
Where can you find you guys?
You can find all of our quality podcasting goodness, whatever's left, at acpnet.net.
Oh.
I know a couple of shows have left, but we're always bringing new shows in, and
we've got on Disney back, so.
And Guy actually shocked me. He brought back an episode of his Sesame Place podcast.
Oh. That's right.
I guess he figures if he doesn't have to edit the intro and the outro, he's good.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? Fine.
He just gets to be Guy.
Yeah.
That's a guy.
That's all we want. That's all we want from him.
And I just get to party more, with guy. Him next weekend.
And we have heard rumblings that Childhood Remastered will come back at some point.
Ooh.
And, of course, our friends at Punch Drunk TV will be airing their last episode in the near future.
R.I.P., guys.
But maybe they'll be coming back. We don't know yet.
R.I.P.
To another network. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, to Earwolf. With Paul Scheer.
Yay.
Oh, God.
Bastard.
Yeah, it'll be Aaron and Paul Scheer.
Exactly. No, Aaron and Jason Mantzoukas. I would actually listen to that.
Wow. On Spool 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. What's up, jerks?
This is Unspooled.
Anyway, acpnet.net for all those fine shows and more.
Love that peanut. Smash that like button.
Smash the like button. We're trying to fix all our little social
networks. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? And patreon.com/acpn if you'd like to donate some monies. But you don't have to.
Matt won't.
I mean,
you've got that fucking clear. That's written in blood.
But I mean, if you want me to come visit you, I will. Just donate
for $100.
I'd make it 101.
Pay his way plus $100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to do it for free. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll still be topless, but whatever. Right? We're all friends here.
Bottomless.
That's $200.
Bottomless fries.
$250.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm just gonna skip over you, Matt, because I know you don't have anything to plug. Jason.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah. No. Still nothing.
Pollard VO.
Yeah, Jay Pollard VO. Someday. I still need to put a demo up there so people could see what kind of VO stuff I am doing. A thing this Sunday.
Oh, you guys are VO and actor types. I'm nobody.
Not yet.
Nah.
You're a podcast entrepreneur.
Yeah, I've only been doing this for 13 years and I'm still horrible at it.
I'm no Kevin Goatee, but we're trying.
As long as you're getting enjoyment out of it.
Exactly.
True. And I do. Because
podcasting does not pay.
No, not at all.
Everybody that has a
Spectrum and whatever the hell that company is that thinks people are going to pay to listen to Trevor Noah.
Get a clue, idiots.
Fucking Trevor Noah. God damn it.
No, we'll talk off about it. Because Matt's got to go to bed. He's tired.
I am. I'm an old man.
I wish I could remember the name of that app, but maybe it's not. Luminary.
Where's freaking Winamp? That shit was coming back. What happened?
Yeah, it's got to beat the llama's ass again.
Got to whip that llama.
Yeah. Yeah, Luminary, we're actually on Luminary because Luminary decided to steal everyone's podcasts. And then at first, I don't know if they changed it yet, but I read that they were stealing the podcasts from like the RSS feeds, but then they weren't like they were like downloading the files themselves.
Download it and then repost it on their own thing.
Exactly. So like the people wouldn't get the credit.
Yeah, no hits. That is insane.
That's really sad. Shame on you, Luminary Media.
Shame.
Yep.
Shame.
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 Looking at Cersei shame. Shame thing. There we go. Ring the bell. Thank you.
Shame. Wait, where is it?
Anyway.
Shame. Shame.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway, we'll be back next week with another fine edition of Adventure Club Podcast. Until then, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, folks.
This is Sean.
And Chris.
From the Childhood Remastered podcast, where we look back on the TV shows and movies from our youth to see if they're still worth a damn.
Or not.
Or not, which is far too often the case.
You can listen to new episodes every Thursday, where we overanalyze some of our favorites.
And not so favorites.
And hopefully make you think.
And laugh.
We'll revisit the best and worst of Saturday morning cartoons.
Nickelodeon and Disney.
A couple of movies our parents probably shouldn't have let us watch.
Yeah, there were definitely a few of those.
And you can check us out at childhoodremastered.com.
And remember, we're ready to believe you.
Wait, what? Isn't that Ghostbusters?
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the Future? What are you doing?
I don't know how to end this.
Childhoodremastered.com.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
Hi, I'm Angry Man.
And I'm Gidget Von LaRue, and we have an 80s movie podcast called the Retro Cinema Podcast.
We talk and give trivia, well, just a little bit of trivia, on 80s movies that we both watched back in the 80s.
We cover all genres, including comedy, horror, drama, fantasy, musical, animation, action, and even film noir.
Yeah, we cover them all. So you can find us at theretrocinema.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn.
Klopak, is that Slavic?
No!
Give us a listen.
ACEM.